Let us pray. We thank you, Lord God the Father, that you have given us your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you have borne in your sacred body all our sins, and by your blood have blotted out all our transgressions. We thank you, Lord the Holy Spirit, that you have created in our hearts true faith, that we know of nothing to trust for our salvation except Jesus Christ and him crucified. O God, grant us your grace, that we may perfectly believe that all our sins are forgiven for the sake of the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so enlighten us by your Holy Spirit, that in the power of our Redeemer's death, we may day by day put off sin and never forsake the Lord Jesus Christ until we see him face to face in life eternal. We ask it all in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you.
The lesson from St. John, chapter 19. Then he delivered him to them to be crucified. Then they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went out to a place called the Place of the Skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the center. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was this: Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Then many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Therefore the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but 'He said, I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Then the tunic was without seam, woven from the top in one piece. They said therefore among themselves, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, 'They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots.'" Therefore, the soldiers did these things. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, "I thirst." Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Hear again a short portion of the text. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. These are your words, Holy Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. When we mention the name of Pontius Pilate in the Apostles' Creed, we are recognizing that Jesus truly lived in time and history. Pilate is remembered as the one who crucified Jesus. According to some church legends, it's possible that Pilate later became a Christian, but we cannot know that in this lifetime. When criminals were crucified under Rome, their crime was sometimes printed on a sign above their head. Pilate knew that Jesus was innocent, but still had him crucified. And to show the Jewish leaders that he didn't believe them, he put this title on Jesus' cross, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. In Latin, it is abbreviated I-N-R-I, as we see hanging on our altar during Lent, next to the nails and crown of thorns. The Jewish leaders became angry and wanted this changed, but Pilate refused. He said, "What I have written, I have written." They wanted it changed because they didn't want to acknowledge and honor Jesus in any way at all. They considered him a blasphemer. They also thought that he took away their power and authority over the people. And by calling Jesus a Nazarene, Pilate was ridiculing the Jews because their pride and center was Jerusalem, where the temple was and where they gathered together, not in Nazareth, a small rural town. The Bible even records the saying, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" By calling Jesus King of the Jews, Pilate was putting the Jewish leaders on notice not to rebel against the Roman government. Even though they resented Roman rule and would have liked to establish their own kingdom, they did not dare really claim a king or ruler other than Caesar. Against Jesus, and really against Pilate too, they shouted, "We have no king but Caesar." They did not want Caesar as king, nor did they want Jesus as king. They wanted to be rid of him. As Caiaphas had said, "It is better that one man die for the people." But the Roman system of justice was powerful. And as powerful as it was also unfair. Roman citizens had certain rights, but conquered nations were often not Roman citizens and really had no rights, not even human rights, under Roman law. It was not difficult for Pilate to have Jesus condemned, even though he knew him to be innocent. He had absolute power in this jurisdiction. It was legal, but unethical and unfair. Yet the real reason for Jesus' suffering and crucifixion was not Pilate, not the Jewish leaders alone. It was all of mankind, going back to the original sin in the Garden of Eden. That sin of rebellion is our sin as well. We are born sinful and unclean, as we confess. We have inborn sin that leads us to sinful thoughts, wicked words, and evil actions. With Adam and Eve, we have eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, so that we know evil, we think evil, and we do evil. But that is precisely why Jesus lived a completely sinless life, perfectly fulfilling the commandments of God. That is why Jesus died to pay for all of our sinfulness. He is Jesus of Nazareth, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. He is Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews and King of all. He is our good and gracious King and God, who went forth in battle against our enemies and defeated them. So now the sign that hangs over our heads and the sign we wish to have on our hearts is not a list of our many crimes, but it says this, Jesus crucified for me is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation. This is the comfort we have when we say, he suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. It is the brutal reality that God himself died in our place. And it is the sweet comfort that God himself died in our place. It is because of Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, and our King, that we can also confess the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Because God created us not to die, but to live, and to live forever with him in paradise. This is restored through Jesus' suffering in our place. And this truth is for the whole world. Pilate had the sign written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. The message was for all people. The message of salvation was not just for the Old Testament people, not just for the people that Peter and Paul reached, but for the whole world. Whoever you are, and wherever you are from, Adam and Eve are your parents. Whoever you are, and wherever you come from, Jesus is your brother and your Lord and your Savior. God has written this in his own blood. And what God has written, he has written. It stands forever. Take comfort and find certainty in this promise of God through Christ. For your sins are forgiven. And because he lives, you shall live also. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, crucified for me, is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
Abide with us, Lord, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. Abide with us and with your whole church. Abide with us in the end of the day, in the end of our life, and in the end of the world. Abide with us with your grace and goodness, with your holy word and sacrament, with your strength and blessing. Abide with us when the night of affliction and temptation comes upon us, the night of fear and despair when death shall come. Abide with us and with all the faithful through time and eternity. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.